It's senior send-off week on the Stang Gang podcast on the Mustangs Digital Network, and I'm your host, Andrew Byrne. Back in March, the COVID-19 pandemic began to take shape in Texas, altering the way of life for so many. Schools and businesses closed, travel was limited, and millions of Americans were ordered to stay at home to stop the spread of the deadly virus. Although some states have started to reopen, the COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the United States and everyday activities we too often take for granted. With the recent news that Midwestern State University will be unable to proceed with an August 1st graduation ceremony due to restrictions against large gatherings, May 2020 graduates are set to be recognized in a virtual commencement ceremony later this month, with plans for a separate in-person ceremony in December. Here at the Stang Gang podcast, we have decided to do our part in recognizing the outstanding student athletes who will graduate later this month with a special week-long celebration. Each day this week, I'll chat with student athletes who have called Wichita Falls home to learn what they've been up to since March, find out their future plans, and discuss their memories of donning the maroon and gold. First up is Vincent Johnson. The Lubbock, Texas native played football for MSU Texas from 2015 to 2018 and is one of the most prolific tailbacks in Midwestern state history, having rushed for over 3,000 yards in his career, the third most in school history. Johnson will graduate later this month with a Bachelor of Science degree in Mechanical Engineering. Vincent, welcome to the Stang Gang podcast. What's life been like for you since the pandemic hit in March?
Really just staying inside most of the time, working here and there when I can. It's been kind of crazy, though, because I never expected this to stay inside so much, so it's kind of crazy.
You're in the middle of final week. How's that been going for you, your last one as a student at Midwestern State?
It's going pretty good because today my last final, so after this, I'll be finally a graduate.
Has that hit you yet, that all your hard work, both on the football field and in the classroom, is getting set to come to a close with graduation just a couple of days away now?
Yeah, it hit me. Like, the other day, I was in there thinking, like, I came a long way playing football and getting my mechanical engineering degree, so yeah, it hit me already.
What's the secret? I mean, you were a standout football player, but you've excelled in the classroom as well, especially in a tough academic course like mechanical engineering. So how are you able to accomplish so much success in the classroom and on the football field?
I mean, well, if you can't pass, you can't play. So you always got to stay on top of your grades. But I've always been a person that always stay on top of my grades. So it wasn't really that like that.
Once you get your degree, do you know where you want to go, what the dream job is?
I'm not sure what the dream job is yet, but it's either or I'm going to move back home or I'm going to move to Dallas somewhere.
Now let's talk a little bit about the recruitment process for you. You were a star at Monterey High School. What led you to come to Midwestern State and don the maroon and gold?
So when I was in high school, I was verbally committed to University of New Mexico. But they got a whole new coaching staff, so they, like, took my scholarship away. And Hagen, my head coach, his son was Hagen Hutchinson. And so he, like, called it to MSU, and then they told him they'll come give me a visit. And then that's where it went from there.
How were you able to find so much success so early on? You were LSC Freshman of the Year. You got all LSC honorable mention as a true freshman. I mean, a lot of kids don't get an opportunity to play right away. How were you able to, when Coach Maskell called your number, perform day in and day out?
I really just studied the film, like, learned up all the plays because this is a whole new system to me. So, like, I just practiced all my techniques a little bit harder than what I usually do to get better for, like, a different level of play. So that's what got me ready.
What has head coach Bill Maskell and the rest of the Mustang staff meant to you throughout your career?
They gave me another opportunity to play football, gave me an opportunity to further my education, so they mean a lot to me.
Did you come in kind of with a chip on your shoulder with everything that happened with New Mexico and getting an opportunity to prove them wrong?
Yes, sir. I really did come in with a chip on my shoulder. I was thinking I can play any division, so it's really like I'm just going to perform the best I can anywhere I go.
What does it mean to you when you look back on your career to know that when running backs come to Midwestern State, they're trying to live up to the high standard you set, finishing in the top 5 in so many statistical categories?
I mean, it means a lot to me. I just want to see what people do. I hope I can motivate people to try to do better than me, but they do mean a lot.
Who is your favorite team to play against and why?
I'm going to say Texas A&M Commerce, because I just feel like every time we play each other, like the competition is like way like better. It's like more, I don't know how to explain, but it's just more better.
Looking back on your career, is there a game or a highlight that sticks out to you the most that you'll always remember?
My senior, the first game, I remember the opening play of the game. I broke a 75-yard touchdown. Like, I will always remember that because it was the very first play of the game.
Now, when people talk about Vincent Johnson, what's a word that you want them to use to describe your career at Midwestern State?
I'm not really sure. Probably, I just hope they say great athlete, but smart student.
Well, that's certainly the case. I mean, you look at your numbers, second most rushing touchdowns in school history. You rushed for at least 100 yards in 11 games in your career. That's the fourth most 100-yard games in program history. Did you know as you were doing these feats that you were moving up the record books at Midwestern State?
I didn't know I was until, like, they started telling me this and, like, they started posting me on stuff. Then that's when I realized I was moving up in the books.
Could you see yourself coaching down the line?
I mean, I would coach, but I just majored in engineering, so I'm probably not going to coach now.
Last question before we let you go, Vincent. What are you going to miss most? 5, 10, 15 years when you're making it big as a mechanical engineer about Midwestern State, when you look back, what's a thing or two that, you know, you're never going to forget?
I'm probably going to miss my friends the most, like hanging out with them, going through college with them. You know, you never get that experience back, so that's probably what I'm going to miss the most.
Vincent Johnson, one of the most prolific tailbacks in Midwestern State history. We thank you for joining us on this special senior send-off week on the Stang Gang podcast. And, hey, congratulations. Best of luck on your last final, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to take a break, and when we return, our senior send-off week series continues with Mika Schneider, a four-year letter winner for Midwestern State women's basketball. You're listening to the Mustangs Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome back to Senior Send-Off Week here on the Mustangs Digital Network. I'm Andrew Byrne, joined by one of the best women's basketball players in recent memory, Mika Schneider. The Boerne, Texas native is set to receive a Bachelor of Business Administration degree in finance later this month and capped off her stellar career on the hardwood by averaging a team-best 12.6 points per game this past season. Schneider was named third-team All-Conference for her efforts and was a member of the inaugural Lone Star Conference Athletic Performance Team, recognizing her hard work in the weight room. Mika, it's great to have you on the program. What have you been up to the last couple of weeks?
You know, I'm just trying to finish school. Been kind of trying to pick up new hobbies now that basketball is over. It's been kind of a struggle to continue to work out like I've been in the past, but I picked up Insanity for a little bit, which is like that P90X home workouts. It's really difficult. But yeah, just trying to finish out school, trying to pull out all those A's, and trying to finish my degree that I can graduate on Saturday.
It's hard to believe, you know, you come to campus on a freshman and now just a couple of days away from graduation. What kind of emotional whirlwind has that been like for you, knowing that graduation's right around the corner?
I mean, it's bittersweet just to see all my hard work and all my hard work in the end of this, and that that I pulled out a finance degree. Never would I have thought I would be a finance major. I knew I liked math, but definitely didn't see this coming, just because all my passion had been sports in the past, and I had to kind of figure out a path for my future this way. So yeah, it's bittersweet to be able to graduate and say that I did this.
What do you see you doing with your degree in finance? What's the dream job for Mika Schneider?
Dream job would probably just work finance in a sports world somehow, with the sports company, with the sports team agency, something like that. Right now, probably going to stay into real estate, though. Eventually, I'm actually going to go get my master's at Tech, so that'll kind of find my career path there eventually. But yeah, that would probably be my dream job, just because I love sports so much that I would love to be on a daily basis with it.
You said you were a bit surprised you decided to pursue the finance degree, and now you're going to get your undergraduate degree on Saturday. Are you surprised then, looking back, that we'd be talking about you going to get a master's degree as well?
I mean, it's always been on the back burner. My dad always said, I would love for you kids to go get a master's degree, but, you know, I chose this master's just because I wanted to have the opportunity to learn more. I felt like I needed a little bit more before I entered the world. Kind of excited to go experience a big campus atmosphere. I'm hoping that sports is back by then so I can experience the big time football games, the big time basketball games. So yeah.
You played in some big time basketball games for Midwestern State your senior season. You were the team's leading scorer. Could you have ever drawn up a better way to go out and etch your name in some of the record books with those epic late season performances?
Absolutely not, but I would have loved to do it sooner, honestly. I wanted to make an impact as soon as I got here, but that obviously wasn't the case. I knew I had it in me to do it. I just didn't know when it would come through. And luckily, at the end, I kind of got my groove and figured out, and our team gelled at the end better than it had in the beginning. So I think this having the team atmosphere, and we worked well as a team, that it helped a lot.
You and your roommate and fellow senior leader Elizabeth Cathcart were kind of the glue this season, with everything that went on with longtime head coach Noelle Johnson as she continues to fight her courageous battle against cancer. Just how emotional was this past season?
I mean, what would you say, 99.9% of the student athletes in this world will never experience what we had to go through this year. I mean, sadly, it's very sad, but I wouldn't trade the time I've had here with Coach Jay, and just the feeling that she made us have, and how she cared for us, and how she made that we were her daughters. I actually wished her a happy Mother's Day on Sunday, just because, you know, we wouldn't be here without her. Definitely senior night when she came in, everyone had tears. But, you know, it was all excitement that we got to see her face again, that she got to see us play one more time. And we all played very well that senior night against Oklahoma Christian. I think it was just because having her there watching us made us feel a different type of way.
Now, Elizabeth mentioned that when she was on campus coming in, deciding on Midwestern State, Coach Jay had a putt-putt contest to determine if Cathcart was going to come here. Did Coach Jay do something for you when you decided you were coming to Midwestern State?
Yeah, actually, she sent me a video of her doing a cartwheel the day I committed in the office. I'll never forget that. Strictly because I can't even do a cartwheel. I'm not that talented in gymnastics, but when I came on my visit, she taught me how to play chess, and we did a lot of it. We played pool. She beat me in ping pong. That was the big thing. We had a big tournament going on in ping pong, and sadly, she's so competitive, it was hard to beat her.
Some great memories and stories with Coach Jay. We certainly keep her in our thoughts and prayers as she continues her courageous battle. When you look back on your time at Midwestern State 10, 15, 20 years from now, how will you describe it to people?
You know, it was an interesting battle. You just never know. You come from high school where you're the big star, everyone knows about you, and then you come here and no one really knows that much about you, and you have to make your way and make your name. So it was definitely ups and downs through my 4 years. especially coming in with an injury. I had to battle that ACL. So freshman year, I was trying to recover and come 100%. And then sophomore year, I came in stronger and started seeing more playing time and playing. Over these past 4 years, I probably tell people that, you know, hard work goes a long way, and being a level-minded leader on the court is what any college coach would look for. So just telling them that it was something you'll never really get to experience again, and that that's kind of my key takeaways 10, 15 years away from now.
Coming out of Bernie High School, we talked about Coach Jay, but what led you to come to Midwestern State, fall in love with it, and get a chance to reunite with one of your former AAU teammates in Cathcart?
Well, Liz takes credit for herself that she got me here, that she was the reason why I'm here. Just the fact that she kind of got me in the doorstep here. She obviously, Coach Jay, at the time Coach Rush, Coach Jeff, Coach Ray would come watch all our AAU games. And so they fell in love with me there. And then I just communicated with the grad assistants and Coach Ray at the time, and we just bonded really well. And the fact that is that they cared so much about me at the time, even though they didn't know me, that kind of the affection was there. And then my high school coach, she was the same way as Coach Jay. She loved us all, and that she wanted the best for us and pushed us. So I kind of saw similarities in there, and that's why I ultimately decided MSU was probably the best place for me.
What are you going to miss most about not playing basketball next season?
Two things. The games, just the rush, the general rush of that, and then being in shape like I'll never be ever again. I miss just being so toned and being able to stay fit without really having to try.
Final question, Meek. We have graduate assistant Miranda Rodriguez following you. She worked closely with women's basketball, helped nominate you for the LSC Athletic Performance Team. Do you have a funny story working with Coach Rodriguez?
I don't know. I can't put this on top of my head right now, but, you know, I love just coming in every day and just being able to work with her because she wanted us to do our best and she cared about us. She was like a friend, or she is a friend to me now. But I just love the fact that I was done with basketball and she would make workouts for me. I mean, that says a lot about a person who doesn't technically have to make workouts, and she did it. So she loves her job and she loved us. And I think she supported us in any way possible. I loved when she traveled with the team. She made us feel loved every day.
Mika Schneider, it's been a pleasure catching up with you. Congratulations on a standout career, graduation just a couple of days away, and we're certainly going to miss saying your name for a three-point attempt and watching you leave that hand hanging when it goes in.
Yeah, we will. I'm going to miss it too.
Mika Schneider, it's been a pleasure. We'll take a break. When we return, our senior send-off week series continues with Miranda Rodriguez, a graduate assistant who has helped strengthen conditioning coach Jeremy Pick. Come on back. A chat with Miranda waits right here on the Mustangs Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome back to Senior Send-Off Week here on the Mustangs Digital Network. I'm Andrew Byrne, joined by Midwestern State Strength and Conditioning Graduate Assistant Miranda Rodriguez. Rodriguez has called MSU Texas home since 2013 as the member of the cross-country and track and field teams before becoming a graduate assistant. This past season, Rodriguez spent time with multiple teams, including women's basketball, crafting workouts, and traveling with the team. Miranda, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Senior Send-Off Week, and how emotional have the last few weeks been as you get set for graduation?
Hey, Andrew. Well, they have been, I honestly, it hasn't hit me yet, so I'm not sure. Yesterday, I had my last final, and I guess today, it's settling in. I really don't have to take any more tests the rest of my life, so that's kind of a good thing.
Has it been difficult at all not having that face-to-face interaction with so many of the student-athletes that you worked with from the fall and winter seasons, with the spring getting cut short?
Yes, actually, it's kind of sad. I really enjoyed, honestly, I didn't like waking up early, but the fact that I got to go work with my athletes, I enjoyed that part, and not being able to see them or go to the weight room and see any sport at that, not even ones that I coach, it's kind of sad not being able to work with them or even go watch them play their sport. You know, that's what they came here for, and it's kind of sad.
You got a Bachelor of Science in Early Childhood Education before deciding to continue on to get a master's degree in exercise physiology. What have you taken in? What are you going to miss most about the last 7 years here in Wichita Falls?
Honestly, it's everything. I mean, this place is where I've lived. It's my home. I mean, I'm from San Antonio, but this is where I've like grown up. This is where I'm going to, you know, eventually probably want to stay for the future, but it's kind of sad. It's hard to say. I love people. I love my family, and I don't know. It's hard to say. It's so much to miss.
You mentioned from San Antonio, so how did you find your way to Midwestern State?
Well, I wanted to continue my career in track and field, so I was looking for schools, and then Coach Styles reached out to me, and I came up here, and I really liked the campus, and I didn't get to meet the team, actually, when I came up here, but just hearing about them and looking them up and researching, I felt like I would really fit in. But that's what everyone always asks. They're like, how'd you hear Wichita Falls? But I'm happy I came here for track and field, honestly.
Is there a favorite memory or invitational that sticks out that you'll always remember?
Through track and field, honestly, I would have to say I loved it all. But my senior year, I was actually nominated as captain. And, you know, even though I wasn't the number one runner or anything, I really enjoyed being the leader, especially since I wanted to become a coach. I kind of felt like I was in my place, and I got to do the same thing as being a coach with my team.
You mentioned becoming a leader. We were kind of chatting a little bit before we came on the air. What's next for you as you get set to venture out into the job market?
Well, I've been looking for jobs in either strength and conditioning or track and field. I'm kind of looking around in the Texas area, but so far I think I'm going to have to venture out and maybe go somewhere else, maybe up north.
What would be a word or phrase that you'll use to describe your time at MSU Texas 10, 15, 30 years down the line?
Like I said earlier, I guess I could say call it home. I mean, I have my family there in San Antonio, and I'll go visit them, but you grow up in college, so it's kind of like where I've started my life. I've had so many more friends. It's kind of like where I found myself, so I guess I could say this is definitely somewhere that I would love to be, and it's home to me.
Right before you came on, we had someone you worked with very closely this past season, Amika Schneider, and she called you a great friend, and you meant so much to her, pushing her in the weight room. She was recognized on the LSE All-Performance Team. What does it mean to know that even after you leave Wichita Falls, that you've left such a lasting impression on so many of the student-athletes you've worked with?
Well, that's nice of her to say. That actually makes me smile. I mean, that's why I wanted to become a coach. I mean, I ran track and field, and I did all that, but the best part is to help my student athletes and other people enjoy it. You know, they come here for something that they love, and I want them to love it even more, and I want to improve their performance. And honestly, one of my favorite moments, or just I could say a bunch of them, is when I actually go and watch them play. Like when I went to the basketball games and I got to sit on the bench. Those were, I mean, you saw me, Andrew. I was always up, cheery and excited. I love those moments just to see them perform, and my job to make them perform better is even more exciting. So that's probably like my favorite thing of it all, and that makes me feel amazing.
This was a special season for Midwestern State women's basketball. They went through adversity. Schneider mentioned, you know, 99.9% of student athletes will never experience what they did playing for head coach Noelle Johnson. You were on the sidelines. What was it like getting a chance to work with women's basketball and Coach Jay day in and day out?
That was honestly exciting. I was looking forward to when Coach Pick, he allowed me to work with the women's volleyball and then women's basketball. And it's just really getting to know the athletes. And I know it's really cheesy to say, but I feel like a mom sometimes. I get to be around them, I get to coach them and work with them, and you get to know them on a whole nother level. And especially after graduating and I was on track and field, that's your family. And once I graduated, I was kind of sad. Like, well, you know, I'm going to be coaching. I don't really have like a team to go with, but turns out I have a lot of teams. I have all the teams that I coached, and you get to know them really well, especially with Coach Jay. She becomes a mom to you as well. And like, you, even though you're a coach coaching her team, she's going to be there for you just like she's there for your athletes.
Now, academically, you completed your last final, so you're all set for graduation. But how different was this past semester with school being closed and everything going to online only?
Well, I guess in grad school, some of my classes are already online. But the one class that I do take in class, it gets hard. You know, it's going to be hard. You're not going to be able to do any, especially labs. That's the one thing that I enjoyed. Because, you know, you could sit there in a lecture and you could listen to the professor. But when you actually get to go to class and be with your classmates and your professor, it's a whole nother level. And you get to actually do experiments. That's one thing that I really didn't like. And I enjoy going to class. Like, I was that person who enjoyed the first day of school, who would go and see their classmates and see who's in their class, interact with others. So it was kind of sad for me to just sit at home on my laptop with no one in the room.
You've been in Wichita Falls since 2013. It's now 2020. How quickly has it flown by to you?
It has gone by fast. That's so funny, because everyone always says, like, what is it, been 30 years since you've been here? But honestly, it feels like a year. To look back at everything, and when I look at photos, it's crazy to think the first time that I moved up here and now, like, how I've made my life here.
So since you've been here so long, you're kind of an authority on Midwestern State. So what advice do you give to incoming freshmen, whether they're going to be athletes or not, as they get set to experience Midwestern State for the first time?
I would have to say, when you come in, I came in, I didn't have a major. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I mean, I knew I wanted to go somewhere in education or coaching field, so I was kind of all over the place. And you just have to give it time. I mean, you're not going to know. Obviously, you're going to be around a lot of people saying they want to do all kinds of things, but don't be scared by that. Because, I mean, I was. And the whole time, even my senior year of college, when I already had a degree, I was already still like, I don't know what to do. So you have time. Don't be scared to give it time to figure out what you want, because eventually it's going to lead to something. I mean, if it's not, then you'll find your place. You'll meet new people, and maybe you can figure out through them. So as a freshman, just get to know people, hang out with your peers, enjoy your college life. Don't be scared throughout it.
Miranda Rodriguez will get her master's degree in exercise physiology in just a couple of days. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and having you on the Stan Gang podcast. We're certainly going to miss you helping us out with the music, and certainly don't be a stranger to the athletic communications office.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew.
We're going to take a break, but our senior send-off week series continues with Sabrina De Santiago, who was a member of the MSU Texas cross-country team for a couple of years. Come on back right here on the Mustangs Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome back to Senior Send-Off Week here on the Mustangs Digital Network. I'm Andrew Byrne, and I'm joined now by Sabrina De Santiago. While the Texas native was a part of the Mustangs cross-country and track and field teams for two seasons after transferring from St. Gregory, and will graduate later this month with a Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice. Sabrina, thanks for coming on. How's it going?
Going good. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, you're going to get your Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice in just a couple of days. Have you decided what you want to do with that degree?
Well, I've applied to a few places here in Wichita, Denton and Lubbock. That's where I'm from. And I think I want to start in juvenile probation and then hopefully move my way up to possibly like a U.S. Marshal. And I've even thought about going to game warden. But it's kind of just whatever I feel like and whatever God draws me to.
Has it been a unique set of circumstances the last several weeks with the COVID-19 pandemic and the way you've had to go about getting your education with an online-based learning environment?
Not really. The past 2 years, actually, with my criminal justice degree, have all been online. So it really wasn't much of a change. It just kind of was all the same thing.
Now, looking at your career, you spent several years at St. Gregory's in Shawnee, Oklahoma, before that university closed. So what led you to head to Wichita Falls, the Midwestern state?
I actually wanted to transfer here my junior year, but things kind of fell through with my coaches back over there. They didn't want me to leave, and so I stayed another year, and then I was able to transfer out. But what really wanted me to what caused the transfer was that I just really was missing home. Kind of was getting a little homesick. I didn't really like the 6-hour drive, and I wanted to be a little bit closer to my mom and my parents, my grandparents, my siblings. So that's why I talked to Kobe, and thankfully he was able to offer me a scholarship, and I was able to get back over here.
You served a redshirt season your first year in 2017 before completing a redshirt senior year in 2018. Describe your time as a member of both the cross-country and indoor and outdoor track and field teams.
Honestly, I loved it. I really loved being a part of such a small team, but yet there were so many girls that had, you know, really big hearts, and we were all so close. I mean, I honestly loved it. I mean, I miss them so much.
How much of a mental aspect is there in cross country and track? We were kind of talking a little bit before you came on with running the middle distances and then the long distances. What was that experience like?
I mean, it's a mental sport. If you go into race day or even race week thinking you're not going to do good, you're going to do bad, you're going to do bad. If you convince yourself you're not going to be able to run at your fastest, you're not going to run your fastest. It's all mental. Yes, you're running with your legs, but I mean, if you say like, oh, my calf hurts, you know, or my quads hurt, like they just feel so heavy. They're going to feel heavy during the race, and it's just going to mentally shut you down, and you will not be able to compete your bestest.
Has it hit you yet that graduation's only a couple of days away? You worked so hard to get the degree, and it's almost here?
It kind of has, but at the same time, it's just like, it almost feels like it's like a spring break, and I'm just waiting for school to start back up again, and then go ahead, and then we'll be graduating. But, I mean, it has hit me that it's here. It's 5 days away. The only reason why is I really wasn't planning on walking the state. It was actually going to go to the Philippines.
Wow. Now, do you still have plans to do that at some point when the world kind of opens back up?
Yes. We will. We still want to take our trip. It got pushed back to end of May, but it's going to be like tsunami season over there, and we aren't going to be doing that.
Now, your former teammate mentioned that you're also a superstar on the gridiron. You're a pretty good flag football player. Miranda Rodriguez had some stories. What do you recall about your time playing flag football for MSU?
Holy crap. That was, oh gosh, I loved it. I've always wanted to do those intramural sports, but of course, you know, we weren't allowed to, and I really wasn't going to risk my, you know, running career for something as, you know, little as that, but I absolutely loved it. It was a different kind of competitiveness, and, you know, it was a lot. It was really aggressive. There's, you know, these girls that, you know, don't really play sports, you know, they still go out there, and they're really competitive, and it was just a whole level of, it was really fun. I loved it.
What are you going to miss most when you look back at Midwestern State in a couple of years?
I'm going to miss my team. I'm going to miss my teammates. I miss being able to live on campus and, you know, walking to class, walking to all the games, going to the football games. I miss how everyone was so close and so nice. You know, you could just walk into any group that you, you know, felt like you wanted to go into, and everyone was going to be so welcoming, whether you were there for a month or an hour.
describe that bond with your team. A lot of people that don't play sports or aren't as in sync with different student athletes and what it means to be a part of a college sport. But what was that bond like with your teammates who you practice with, who you might go to class with, who you compete with on a daily basis?
Also with being like a small university, I mean, we wake up together at 5:30, especially if, you know, you roomed with these teammates, you're waking up together, you're waking each other up, you're walking to practice together, you're competing together, you race together, you go to breakfast after practice, and then, you know, some of us, we do have like the same degrees, and we go to class together, and then we go back to practice again, we go back to our, you know, apartments, and we're all living together. I mean, we really are like a bunch of sisters, and it's so close, and it's just so sweet because, you know, if someone else is feeling down, then we can all get together and we can all comfort each other and watch movies or just have dinner. I mean, anything. It's such a different thing, you know, than having a bond with like your siblings. It's beautiful. It really is.
When people hear the name Sabrina de Santiago, what word do you want them to use to describe you and why?
I would have to say strong or motherly, honestly. It's just, I want them to think that I'm someone that they can go to, that I can always help them and give them the right, you know, words of encouragement, whether that's, if that's what they need, or just a hug, you know, like, I want to be able to help them get on track and make sure they're doing what they need to be doing. And then also someone they can just come to when in time of need.
Not sport related, but your favorite memory from your time on campus?
My favorite time on campus? Honestly, I think it was just times that we had when there were a bunch of games, like there were like paint wars, you know, on the quad, and everyone just got together and we're just all just having fun. That would have to be it.
Sabrina de Santiago with a walk through memory lane of your time here in Wichita Falls. It's been a pleasure catching up with you, and we certainly hope you'll keep in touch, and we wish you the best of luck as you get out in the job world and pursue a career in criminal justice.
Wow, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Sabrina de Santiago, it's been a pleasure catching up with her, the transfer from St. Gregory's, who was a member of Midwestern State University cross country and track and field. We'll take a break, but our senior send-off week series continues with men's basketball player Ola Aiyedeli next, right here on the Mustangs Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome back to Senior Send-Off Week here on the Mustang Digital Network. I'm Andrew Burns, joined now by Ola Aiyedeli, the men's basketball team. 6'6" forward was an imposing presence for MSU Texas since his arrival on campus in 2017. This past season, the London, England native averaged 5.8 points per game and 4.5 rebounds per game. Ola, it's a pleasure to welcome you to our special Senior Send-Off Week series. How have you been keeping busy the last couple of weeks?
Thank you. It's nice of you to have me. I've just been running every day as much as I can, doing push-ups, just the most I can just to stay in shape and just finishing off with school.
Graduation's right around the corner. You're set to receive your Bachelor of Arts and Sciences degree. What's the future hold for you?
So the future hold for me is in July, I'll be going back home to London, and I'm talking to a few agents right now, so I'm hoping to play professional basketball overseas, either in Germany, Italy, or Greece.
Now, we were chatting a little bit before we got you on the podcast. You came over to the U.S. just 5 years ago to start playing basketball, first at a JUCO and then transferring to Midwestern State. What was that transition like for you?
It went really smoothly, actually, to be honest, because the people like in Wyoming, my first JUCO, they were very like welcoming. Everyone's like always nice to the international kid that's from London. They want to know more about it. So, and then when I came over to Texas, it was even they were way more welcoming too, like than I was in Wyoming. So everything went over like pretty smoothly. My whole 5 years being out here.
Take us through that recruiting process. You finish up as a sophomore in the 2016-17 season at Laramie County Community College. How did you hear about Wichita Falls and Midwestern State?
The assistant coach at my junior college, Coach Salisbury, he knew Coach Haggerty, who was a former coach here. And then Coach Haggerty contacted me, and then I came on my visit. And when I came on my visit, I loved it here and then decided to commit.
Played your first couple of years under Coach Haggerty, last season under first-year head coach Justin Leslie. Describe your experience playing basketball and donning the maroon and gold.
It's just been, it's been an amazing opportunity because I feel like I've learned everything we have been here and from different coaches too. And it made me the player I am today, like facing through adversity, me being injured and having to redshirt my last year before I just played, and just the work I have to put in to be like, to be great, you have to put in work every day, like nonstop. So yeah, it's really just made me the player I am. And I'm thankful to both Coach Haggerty and Coach Leslie for taking the opportunity with me.
What are you going to miss most when you head back to London and hope to continue professionally overseas about playing for MSU?
I feel like what I'm going to miss most is how, like, everyone out here is just, like, really connect. Like, it kind of feels like a family out here. Like, they really care about you. When people see you around and they know you're the basketball team, everyone says hello, and it's just, like, a welcoming feeling. Like, you just feel at home. That's what I'm going to miss most about MSU.
What are some of the interesting pronunciations you've heard for your name over the years?
Oh, it's just been outrageous, to be honest with you. Like, people just, they start off like, oh, la, la, and then they, like, start through the whole thing. Someone even tried to pronounce it. They just let me go, and I just said, oh, la, just oh, la, it's simple.
Now, you were telling us about your name a little bit and the background. Both of your parents or your mother was from Nigeria?
Yes, my mother's Nigerian, and then she moved over to the United Kingdom when she was 18, and me and my three older sisters were all born in the UK.
Describe what it's like to grow up in London.
It's amazing growing up in London because, like in America, it's like you have different states. You have Texas, you have Wyoming, and each state is different. But in London, it's like we're a lot more diverse. We have a lot of different ethnicities in London, Chinese people, Nigerians, Jamaican, so it's way more diverse than coming to somewhere like Texas.
How sweet was it at your final home game inside the DL Wigan Coliseum on a day you were honored as part of Senior Day that the Mustangs got a win over Oklahoma Christian?
It made it even way more sweet. Like, we wanted that win so hard. We fought, and like the last couple games of the season is where we really came together as a team and really bought in. So it was amazing. It was a good feeling.
What's that brotherhood like with some of your teammates and some of your fellow seniors?
Especially this year's team, it's like I go on with every single one of my players on the team. Like, everyone, we just like bonded, and like some of us didn't really buy in at first to certain stuff, but even as like off the court, like everyone's like friendly, talking to each other, hanging out. So this year's team was like one of the past 3 years I've been here, it's one of the teams I've actually bonded with the most on and off the court. So yeah, it's a really strong brotherhood. I'm still friends with every single one of them, and I will be like the rest of my life.
What advice would you give to an incoming student athlete who gets set to play basketball here at Midwestern State?
The advice I'll give to an incoming freshman will be just to work hard, be open-minded. Like, everyone comes from different programs, and like everyone's that guy at their old school. But hey, you really have to come in as like you want to learn, and like really have to leave. You were the guy back then, but here you're part of a team. It's not just going to be you; it's the whole team. And then I feel like when people buy into that, it's at least the more success and more wins.
Do you almost have to pinch yourself to realize that your time with Midwestern State is getting set to come to a close, and that graduation and receiving your degree is right around the corner?
Yeah, I feel like because of this whole coronavirus, it really just messed up everything. Because Dina and I, everything went good. I was just looking forward to walking across the stage. My parents are planning on flying over to see me walk across the stage. So it just really, it puts a bum in it, really.
give a word or a phrase that you would use to describe your time here in Wichita Falls?
Amazing.
Hola, Iodele. You had a tremendous career here for MSU Texas. We wish you the best of luck when you head back to London, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with you when you ink a deal to play professionally overseas.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir.
We're going to take our final break, and when we return, we'll have our last senior send-off week guest of the day, Josh Weidermeyer, Midwestern State University football, coming up right here on the Mustang Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome back to Senior Send-Off Week here on the Mustangs Digital Network. I'm Andrew Byrne, and I'm joined now by Josh Weidermeyer, who starred for Midwestern State football from 2015 to 2018. The Austin, Texas native was a Don Hanson Football Gazette All-American Honorable Mention in 2017 and was All-Lone Star Conference first team in 2017 and second team in 2018. Weidermeyer is set to graduate with a Bachelor of Arts degree in sports and leisure. Josh, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Senior Send-Off Week. Has it hit you yet that you're getting ready for graduation in just a couple of days?
It hasn't, man, but I know that those emotions are definitely going to hit me sometime pretty soon. But I'm just very thankful for the opportunity to be with y'all, to be talking with y'all today.
So what's next for Josh after college? Have you decided what the career track is going to be when you get into the job market?
Yes, sir. I want to get into sports performance training and be a performance specialist somewhere in the Austin, Dallas, or Houston area. And I just want to start off somewhere local at a small facility and then eventually have my own business one day.
You mentioned Austin. Austin, Texas is your hometown. So how cool is it for you to get a chance to stay in state and play college football in front of friends and family at MSU?
Oh, man, it was a blessing, you know, because a lot of family members and a lot of friends were able to come and watch me play throughout my college career. So I'm just thankful that it was close to home and I was able to have some of the closest people in my life being able to witness me play the game I love.
What was the recruitment process like and what led to you to choose Midwestern State to continue your athletic and academic career?
MSU from the get-go, it just seemed like home. Coach Darren Page, he was the one who recruited me along with Coach McGraw. It just felt like home. Not saying that a lot of the other LSC schools that would recruit me, they didn't have welcoming arms as well, but it was just something different about MSU, and I just really liked the brotherhood and just the camaraderie within the team from my visits when I came up here.
What was life like as a defensive back in the LSC?
It got tough at times. We faced some of the best receivers on the Division II level here in our conference in the nation. It was great playing alongside Cervell Ford, DeMarcus Wilson, Marcus Wilkerson, Steven Rogers. It was great playing alongside those guys because they were great DBs and they really pushed me a lot. So, yeah.
You never experienced a losing season. What was it like playing for Coach Maskell and keeping that streak alive of winning campaigns?
It was great, man. Coach Maskell, as we all know, he's always had a winning tradition here at MSU. And coming out of high school, coming from Henderson High School in Pflugerville, we also had a winning tradition at our school as well, just bringing a lot of college athletes. And I think that's one thing that really attracted me to MSU as well, is just the winning tradition we have here.
What are you most proud of from your time at Midwestern State?
What I'm most proud of, I will honestly have to say, is probably just the character that I've fully developed, and just the way I turned out as a man, just not only on the field but off the field. Just a lot of the lessons I learned on the field, I'm able to apply to everyday life here to this day. So, yeah.
Who is your favorite opponent and why?
My favorite opponent, I would probably have to say either Tarleton or Commerce, definitely, because every time we played them, it was a battle, and it definitely brought the best out of my game. So, yeah, it's definitely out of those two schools.
Is there a favorite play or a favorite memory that will never be forgotten by you?
My favorite play of my career was probably against Texas A&M Kingsville. It was my senior year. It was my first career touchdown. It was a blocked field goal, and I returned the ball for 75 yards for a touchdown. So that was my best experience.
When you scooped it up and you were running free, did you say in your mind, I better get to the end zone?
Yeah, I was like, I better hurry up, because I know I don't want to hear from any of my teammates about me getting hawked on my way to the end zone, because I know that I'll be hearing that for the rest of the season, if not, shoot, for the rest of my life from some of my teammates, because I have pretty good relationships with them. So, yeah.
What was that camaraderie and brotherhood like with your teammates?
It was great, man. Just everywhere from being on the just being on the field, practices, the film room, team dinners and stuff like that. It was great just building a relationship with those guys, because we all just had one goal, and that was to just have a very successful season. And every year, I think that we always brought the most that we could out of each season.
What advice would Josh Weidermeyer give to incoming student athletes who get set to play for Coach Maskell for the first time this fall?
Just be a student of the game, and don't be extremely prideful coming in and just feel like you know everything, because to be real, you don't as a freshman. There's so much more to college football than you know just playing high school, because in high school, everything for the most part is just built on talent. A lot of the game in college is it's a lot more schemeful and just a lot more strategic, and it's a lot for you to learn because you're going to be playing up against guys who are just as athletic as you in college, and the more you know about the game, the more of an advantage you'll have over other guys.
What's the secret to finding success on the football field but also in the classroom like you were able to do?
The secret is just being pretty balanced, I would say. Not letting just a lot of outside things outside of school just get to you, like social media, just parties and stuff like that, and just being around the right crowd. I pretty much, for the most part, throughout my career, was always around football players, so I never really got off track or anything like that. So, yeah.
Before we let you go, give us a word or a phrase that you use to describe your time at Midwestern State.
A word that I would describe. That's a good question. I probably just have to say just evolution. I mean, evolution, I would say, because I changed throughout my whole career. The person who I was when I came in, I'm definitely not that person today. I'm just a lot more smarter and just a lot more wise when it comes to just life in general. So that's what football really taught me. So I would definitely probably have to say just evolution.
Josh Weidermeyer enjoyed a standout career for Midwestern State football, 2-time All-Lone Star Conference selection, Don Hanson Football Gazette All-American, honorable mention in 2017, and now you're officially on the Stang Gang podcast. We thank you for joining us.
Man, I thank y'all for having me, man, and covering me all these years.
I'm Andrew Byrne. You've been listening to the second installment of our Senior Send-Off Week series right here on the Stang Gang podcast. Be sure to join us again tomorrow as we kick off our third installment in the series with interviews with volleyball player Raquel Golson, men's soccer player Hikarahito Mikey, and many others right here on the Mustangs Digital Network.
The Stang Gang Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers, drops daily, Monday through Friday, on the Midwestern State Digital Network. We invite you to keep up with the podcast on social media at MSU Mustangs on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Want to listen to or download the cast? Go to MSUMustangs.com/podcasts. You've been listening to the Stang Gang Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network.